In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, we're talking a little bit about the Irish. They're the team that got left out, the first team out of the college football playoff, and then they said, we're not even going to play a bowl game. There's this discussion about should they join a conference. We're going to get all your phone calls and read your text, 248-539-9797. And then, of course, we are going to get into the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Because, John, on Friday's show, we made it all about, hey, you beat Dallas. Let's celebrate the win. We'll worry about the playoffs next week. Next week is here. Let's knock out a couple phone calls on the Irish. Let's go to Joe in Lake Orion. Joe, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. You know, one of the things mentioned was who did Notre Dame beat? Well, who did Oregon beat? Who did Oregon beat? Did they beat anybody that's
Oregon beat the same win that Notre Dame would flaunt, which would be USC, right? That's Notre Dame's best win. It's also Oregon's best win, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's their best win, but
So then if they both have one notable win, but one team has two losses and one team has one loss, it felt pretty obvious Oregon should be in and Notre Dame wouldn't be, right?
And they're the ones that made the wheels fall off in Happy Valley.
Yeah. Well, one other thing, though. It's just like I was mentioned before about having a big game in the first game of the season. I think isn't more important how you finish in a way that Notre Dame came in at Miami with a freshman quarterback, mm-hmm. and they just got better as the season went on.
You're right, and I like C.J. Carr. I think he's a really good quarterback. I would vote Jeremiah Love to win the Heisman. I know I'm going to be the Notre Dame hater extreme today, but the truth is the way you finish the season is good, but it's about the entire season, and the entire season has a resume just short of making the college football playoff. Nathan and Warren, you're on 97.1.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
How you doing?
Every team needs to be in a conference, first of all. The playoff should run like a top two teams in every conference make the playoff. That's it. There should be no voting. College athletics just, it's a joke to me because there should be no voting. This isn't Dancing with the Stars. This is athletics. You play your schedule. If you win enough games to be in the top two of your division, you go to the playoff. It should be cut and dried. John said something that I've had a problem with for years and years and years with college football, and it's let them in. Oh, we shouldn't have let this team in. This team shouldn't be in. We have to let them in the playoff. If they play their schedule and they win enough games to be eligible for the playoff, they should be in. End of story.
Yeah.
Then there's no more worrying about, well, you know, we're ranked, you know, here, we should win. That's BS.
Yep. The subjectivity of it leads to all of this.
Sure, but you're never going to have
a perfect play-in slotted system.
Right, because you don't have enough teams from the Big 12 or the ACC playing Big 10, SEC teams. Like, you don't get enough comparables.
Yeah, it's impossible.
We've kind of agreed that Miami does deserve to be in, and the debate comes down to Bama and Notre Dame.
Yeah, I think it's shifted that way, yes.
How would you felt if it was the tables were turned?
So if they had put in Notre Dame and left Alabama out?
Yeah.
I would feel like Alabama should have been in.
Really?
Yeah.
Because Notre Dame beat nobody.
Yeah, and because Alabama went and won at Georgia, split that game when you factor in the SEC title, but it's a game that they had to play that the Irish didn't.
Right. So, you know,
now, can I also just say this, too? now that we're to 12 teams, I'd really just have a lot less sympathy for anybody that gets left out in general. Like, I'd still have my preferences. I thought Miami should have been in. I thought Bama should have been in. I thought Notre Dame should have been out. But let's put all three and throw BYU in there, too, and talk about all four. I really don't think there should be a lot of sympathy for teams that lose multiple games and don't win a conference. Like, by definition, you had ample opportunity to play your way into the playoff. You didn't. You're a deeply flawed team. Some are going to get in. Some aren't. I just don't think you should shed tears for Notre Dame or really anybody that gets left out.
But I think the argument is, instead of having the best 12 teams in the country, we have the best 10 teams, and we're just allowing two along for the ride.
And just don't forget, when it comes down to Bama and Notre Dame, Bama beat a team in the playoff that got a bye.
Yeah.
Notre Dame didn't beat a playoff team.
Alabama also lost to Florida State. I think that's severely getting overlooked.
It's been ticket texted in. It's been, you know, sent to us, and I think we can acknowledge it. Yeah, it's a really bad loss. It's probably the worst loss of any team that made the playoff. Yes.
Right. I mean, we're talking about week one losses here. We're arguing them.
Yeah.
Bama got beat Vandy, though, too.
Right.
You know, I mean, the quality wins, I think, were favored over maybe the losses. But the sport is sold on chaos, okay?
Right.
I almost wonder if it's like it is intentional that we're in this even more chaotic era with player movement and all this stuff. That's what's always sold the sport. The quality of play on the field continues to get worse. They need something to sell it. The chaos sells it.
Well,
to a degree, yeah.
I think parity is also taking over college football, which is not a bad thing, because it used to be Alabama, Clemson, and then maybe every once in a while another team would jump in there, Georgia or Michigan at times. But now you're looking at five or six teams that you kind of believe, you know, if you play the right opponent at the right time, the right game, like, you could win a national title. And I think as further down the road that we go, we're going to literally have 10 teams, 11 teams. And if they continue to allow a group of five in, okay, fine, so be it. You're going to have 11 teams eventually where you're like, there could be a path for 9 or 10 of those teams, or even 11.
Yeah.
That you think could win a national title.
Well, the Big Ten has caught the SEC.
See three of the top five teams are Big Ten teams, and they've won the last two national titles.
Yeah. They get the Natty this year. You have to say they passed them.
Yeah. Yet I still got to listen to Greg Sankey. I don't know if you saw this. He said they should have 7 at-large teams, which, if you really think about it, that would mean that nobody else gets any other teams? 5 conference champs?
Right, but it goes to which teams do you think have a chance to win a national title?
Yeah.
If we're just looking at this objectively, is
but how do we determine
that team in the SEC better than JMU?
But how do we determine
that? No, I know. That's
no, but I'm just asking, because you do have to have a process that you can explain out loud, not just, I touch myself when I watch SEC football. You have to have a real reason. You have to have a real reason.
I think we got a new drop for overreactions.
You know, Jim, I think that the committee has a tough time adjusting to the season that doesn't go according to plan. And I think one game that did go according to plan here is Alabama and Oklahoma.
If that game flips,
Alabama's in, no problem.
Oklahoma's out,
no problem.
With a third regular season loss, yeah.
Go.
But it's tough just kind of adjusting this. Now that, well, they're 10-2. Well, Notre Dame's 10-2. Well, Miami. It's just like it rewires their brain, and it takes them a long time to adjust to this new reality of the college football season that they didn't think they were getting.
Let me just say, you go, come on, Jim, you clear the SEC's better than JMU. I'm not saying JMU's going to go win a college football playoff game this year. I'm going to point out that Tennessee last year got housed in their playoff game, too. The middle upper SEC teams are perfectly capable of getting blown out.
That's only because they were paying their quarterback enough.
Well, there you go. My point is, they're perfectly capable of being blown out anyway.
Yeah.
The teams that are 4th, 5th, and 6th in the SEC are not blowout proof come playoff time.
You can't tell me the playoff's not better if Notre Dame replaces Tulane and BYU would replace James Madison. You're getting better quality football on the field, most likely. That should be the goal of this thing, but guess what? That's boring.
Let's get to the phones. Let's get to Kyle and Howell. You're on 97.1.
What's up, fellas? First off, I just want to say I think the Buckeyes loss against Indiana is going to have the same effect that it did last year against Michigan. I think they're going back-to-back for the national champion. Secondly, I think Miami deserves to be in the playoffs. Carson Beck is playing out of his mind. I'm pretty sure he's got the highest completion percentage out of any college quarterback to date.
No, that would be Julian Sayin for Ohio State, but you're close.
I said Carson Beck for Miami.
Yeah, I know. You said he had the highest completion percentage, and I just told you that Julian Sayin has a higher completion percentage.
Okay. That is what it is, but they
facts are facts.
I think Miami and Notre Dame are pretty comparable teams. I think if they play 10 times, they're probably going to split 5 out of 5, and they won the headbreaker. So I think Miami deserves to be in over Notre Dame, and I think that's the common consensus among everybody except Notre Dame fans.
I think they were led on by previous rankings, and I think it only inflames them more. But if they were able to just take a deep breath and look at the resumes, like they should be the first team out. You know, that the other thing I don't like is, you know, he wasn't making the case for Notre Dame, but the case of, well, if this team played 10 times, how often would it go? I only care about the time that happened. I don't care about hypotheticals. Notre Dame was favored against Miami in the first game. Notre Dame was favored against Texas A&M. Notre Dame would be favored against potentially Oklahoma or Alabama. Yeah. I don't really know, and I don't really care who would be favored in the hypothetical games. I think that's a very dangerous way to rank teams. What does Vegas think is going to happen isn't always what happens, and we can't live in the matrix. We got to play the games.
No, but if the goal is to get the best 12 teams, I think you have yet to accomplish that goal.
I think that kind of goes against this is kind of where I feel a little bit for BYU is that they had to relive their worst result a second time.
Right.
Imagine if Oklahoma had to play Texas again and they lost to Texas again.
Yeah.
You know, like it almost is.
Or if Georgia had to play Alabama.
Right. But I'm just saying like,
but Alabama,
I hate
lost.
Saying the word. It's unfair, but it's like, man, wouldn't that hate to have your worst day of work ever relived again?
So it's not unfair because BYU got a chance to right the wrong and they had a chance to play themselves in. I do think we haven't talked about BYU. If the committee had ranked BYU one spot higher as a one-loss team, would they have kicked them out of the playoffs for losing the conference title game? Because the precedent says no, they wouldn't kick a team out that was already in. Greg is saying yes, they'd kick them out because they're a Big 12 school. Maybe rules for thee.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Not for me.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. We got a lot of people who want to talk college football. The playoff is set. Notre Dame is out, and they're not going to play a bowl game. We also did say we'll talk Lions football, and we have a lot to discuss with them. It's 97.1.
Hey, in the Motor City, winter isn't just a season. We all see it as a challenge. And we were challenged last week with some snow. And when the snow starts piling up on Woodward and the slush takes over I-75, you don't need a sleigh. You need a Sierra. This is professional grade capability. The GMC Sierra, built to dominate the job site and upgrade your driveway. So whether you're hauling the family tree or towing the toys up north, and boy, we love our toys, right? And we love going up north. So whether it's a four-wheeler or a boat, it's got the power. Sierra delivers the power, the tech, and the premium luxury that you've earned. But you need to move fast. Right now, the Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are holding their holiday event. This is your chance to get behind the wheel of a truck that defines Detroit toughness. Don't let the holidays pass you by. These offers absolutely end January the 2nd. Start the new year in professional grade style. Visit your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers today. We are professional grade.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them.
Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's Marcus Freeman, Notre Dame head football coach. Get back to the phone calls and ticket texts. You had the Bears fall to the Green Bay Packers. I think that was good for the Lions. It didn't change their odds dramatically. They're still sub 50%.
Mm-hmm. Get to the playoffs.
And we're going
to
explore that a little more coming up at 8:50. We got TJ Lang at 9:02. Got Overreactions coming up at 8:35. And we got more of your thoughts on a day where it's a lot of playoff talk, both the college football playoff being set and the playoff harsh realities. Can the Lions get this done? We'll get to that later in the show. Let's get to Justin in East Point. Justin, you're on 97.1.
Hi, what's going on, fellas?
What's good morning.
Hey, morning. Real quick, I think it's BS that Alabama's in. Alabama, I know that they made the SEC championship game, but they got smoked. Okay, so you beat a team once, but then when you play them the second time, you get your head, you get crushed. And so I'm sick of the SEC bias that, oh, we have to stick a three. So there's never been a three-loss team ever to make the playoff. Of course, because it's the SEC, we just got to stick Alabama in, right? So if we're going off, I know everybody wants to say, oh, let's go off of resumes. But if you look, what team has been playing between Notre Dame and Alabama? Who's been playing better the last few weeks?
The pushback, is it about who's played well the last few weeks, or is it who played well for the season?
Well, if you want to go about the season, let's talk about the State.
No, let's do it. Let's factor it in. Let's do all of it together in one giant comparison.
And you, when you're doing this comparison with Notre Dame, you can only compare the 12 regular season games. So their loss to Georgia shouldn't factor in at all.
Who's Alabama?
Yeah. That's what John's saying, yes.
Okay, but listen, here's the thing. All I'm saying is it seems like every year we're always trying to look to find an SEC team.
Justin, I hate that. Just so we're clear, I am the furthest thing from an SEC honk. I think their best days are behind them. I think the Big Ten has leaped up and grabbed the mantle. I am not an SEC guy, but I did feel like Bama should be in over Notre Dame. And the biggest difference for me is I saw Bama beat someone in the playoff. If we're going to talk about putting someone in that can do something in the playoff, Bama went 1-1 against playoff teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame went 0-2. Both teams had two regular season losses. Bama beat a playoff team. Notre Dame went 0-2. To me, that was the difference. Now, some people might want to penalize Alabama more for the Florida State loss. I chose to focus more on good wins as opposed to bad losses. You can have whatever criteria you want, but I felt like Notre Dame being left out was fitting.
How about this?
And they played at Georgia, at Missouri, and they had ranked wins against Vandy and Tennessee at home.
Right.
How about this? Just on a given Saturday, Alabama can beat somebody more likely than Notre Dame.
Based on the results we saw this season, yes.
So you don't touch yourself when talking about the SEC?
I'm not Paul Feinbaum.
Just for the record, I don't touch myself with the Eagles.
Okay, Mr. Philadelphia.
I'll be Mr. Philadelphia, and I won't be touching myself tonight.
I'm just going to remove myself from this conversation.
Yeah, just to be clear. I don't have anything
just to be clear, regarding that.
No erotic relationship when watching football. I just like watching football for what it is. We had to clear that up this morning.
Yeah.
248-539-9797.
I'm still going to refrain from this conversation.
What team do you blink to? 248.
No. We're a little early for Heather with the news. Couple more texts. Okay, this one says, As a Notre Damer and CJ Carr fan, John, can you please punch Cookie square in his face, capital F-A-C-E, punch him in the face?
Well, normally that is an urge that I have, and it's not that I haven't had that urge today, but I do believe that they got it right by putting Miami in simply because you had two teams that didn't play. I don't like how they got there, but I do believe Miami deserves to be in because they beat Notre Dame head-to-head. And yes, I love CJ Carr. I don't love Notre Dame. I like what they did this year in being able to recover from those two losses, but who did they play in their recovery?
John, how about this complaint? Tulane lost 45-10 against Ole Miss. They're playing them again. What a joke. Notre Dame's better and you guys know it.
Yes. I mean, the argument's not should, if the argument was should Tulane be in versus Notre Dame, I will 100% say Notre Dame should be in. Should Notre Dame be in versus JMU? 100%. That's not the argument. We can't have that argument because of the way the rules are set up with the top five conference champions.
Yep. Quickly to that, yeah, get the 12s in, and if you have to, move a seed line around, avoid a rematch. I'm a little annoyed that there's two rematches in the first round of the playoff.
Oklahoma, Alabama being the other.
Well, yes. And when they came out with their rankings last week, guess who magically appeared as ranked teams? Tulane and JMU.
Just in time. 248-539-9797. Everybody's really heated. We did the Notre Dame discussion. We are going to get into the Lions. 850, and TJ Lang will help us out at 9 o'clock. But the question is simple. Do you feel like the Lions are going to make the NFL playoffs? Forget about the college football playoff stuff. Will the Lions make the playoff? We spent a lot of Friday's show just celebrating the win over Dallas and how pivotal it was to win that game, backed into a corner. But no Brian Branch, and the odds still have the Lions out. Do you believe? We'll get to it at 8:50. Here's Heather with the news.
So the cold weather that's been sweeping through Michigan may not be welcome to or for everyone, right? Some people don't love the cold, but there is at least one industry that is celebrating. So after several difficult years, the local ski resorts, that's Pine Knob, Mount Holly, Mount Brighton, and Alpine Valley, are now open and rejoicing in the colder temperatures. So I know at Pine Knob, the snow guns have been going for at least last week. We literally, the first day the snow guns were turned on, it was like an event in my house.
Oh.
We took the kids to watch.
Oh, really?
Because My husband's a big snowboarder, loves to be out there. We're getting Emily into snowboarding. Brooks will too when he's a little bit bigger, but we watched it. They've already been snowboarding there. But anyway, obviously, they're very excited. Yeah. The crews over there at Pine Knob have been working hard to get things ready. And here's the assistant snow sports director at Pine Knob, Andy Brown, talking about the season opening.
Good for them.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's great. Great news. Great fun, too. Get out there if you can. Mm-hmm. An act of kindness brought three strangers together after the tree lighting ceremony in Detroit. So there's this man, Dave Hilliard, who lost his wallet during the crowded downtown event. And what happened next, he says, restored his faith in humanity. So while working at this pop-up bar during the tree lighting ceremony, this girl, Sierra Williams, was given the wallet by a coworker, and she couldn't find a lost and found. So she said, you know what, instead of just leaving it behind, she made the decision to surprise everyone involved. So after her shift ended that same night, she drove from downtown Detroit to Farmington Hills to return the wallet to the man's home. What she didn't realize was that she was going to be caught on like a Ring doorbell camera doing this. And the guy ended up posting this on social media because he wanted to know who this woman was, who decided to drop off the wallet with everything inside of it, right? All of his credit cards, all of the money that was there. And somehow, obviously, with the social media post that went viral, they were able to connect. And on Friday, he and his girlfriend met Williams in person to express their gratitude. And for Williams, she just said that the gesture came naturally. She did what she knew you're supposed to do.
Has it ever happened to you? Have you found a wallet or had one returned?
Yes. You know what? Probably in college at a movie theater, found a wallet in the cup holder.
Uh-huh.
And it was thick. Like whatever, they had cash or whatever was in it. Like there was a lot of stuff in it. And we ended up just giving it to like the lost and found or sure. somebody at the movie theater. And you always wonder, is that the right thing? Because what are they going to do?
Right.
Is that young person or whoever it is going
it just
to just
sit there?
Or are they going to pocket the money that's in there right. and then return it? But yes, I have. That's the only time I've ever found a wallet.
I have two instances. One, I left my card in the ATM and the person found it and messaged me and returned it, which is incredible. The second one is we found a wallet, my wife and I, walking in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And
like right on the just curb? On the,
like it must have fallen out of a pocket or yeah. something. And because the person lived close by, we just extended the walk and found their house yeah. And left
which
it and knocked on the door and left it for
them. They're probably so thankful
yeah.
for.
Yeah. I left my wallet on the top of a gas pump one point.
Oh, yeah.
And I talked about this a couple of years ago. And all of a sudden, somebody rang the doorbell and said, hey, I think this is yours. Thank
Which
you very much.
Yeah. Pretty darn incredible. Hey, people, Michigan State Police are investigating after a 14-year-old boy was stabbed.
Those people,
Saturday night at a Royal Oak Township hotel. So when officers arrived at the American Inn and Suites, they found this teen with a stab wound to his leg. They did provide first aid. They applied a tourniquet and they rushed him to the hospital. The boy's mother was notified, taken to the hospital by troopers. Investigators interviewed multiple people at the scene, are developing leads on a possible suspect. The officers have not released any information about what led to the incident. But if anyone does know anything, you're being urged to call yes, Michigan yeah. State Police. A dog that went missing from California was found right here in Michigan nearly 5 years later. Just had a happy reunion with its owner. Chaco was adopted back in 2016 in California, right? Went missing in 2021. Got out of the house, ran away. Owners searched for it, never found it. Well, the dog was microchipped and it was recently found tied to a fence outside of an animal shelter in Lincoln Park. So they took it in, made sure it was healthy, called the owners, and then a nonprofit found ways to get this dog back to California. Somebody turned over their frequent flyer yeah. miles, a volunteer got on a plane, took the dog back, and they've been reunited. And now the dog has two human siblings to live
That's
with.
That's such a crazy story.
Yeah.
It was over. It was about 2,289 miles away. No idea how this dog got from California to Michigan.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, the overreact gyms. This quarterback's no longer elite. That and more. It's 97.1.
Hey, Dr. Berkowitz at Michigan Hair Restoration has spent 30 years helping men across Michigan restore their hair and their confidence. And he doesn't just believe in what he does. His own family has trusted him with their hair. Dr. B has had the procedure himself. He's restored his son's hair and even his nephew's. And when your own family sits in your chair, that says something. He's also a board-certified surgeon and the only doctor in Detroit offering both SmartGraft and NeoGraft, performed entirely by his in-house medical team. No traveling techs, no assembly line clinics, just experience, precision, and results that look completely natural. And the holidays are the perfect time. Take advantage of the downtime, recover discreetly, and step into the new year feeling like you again. Schedule your free consultation today. And when you mention 97.1, you'll get $1,000 off your procedure. Let Dr. B treat you like family this holiday season. Visit MichiganHairRestoration.com where your confidence grows back.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good morning, 97.1. TJ Lang is going to join us for the 9 o'clock hour, as he does on Mondays. John, on Friday's show, we were feeling good. Lions won by double digits at home, backed into a corner, had to have it against the Dallas Cowboys. And every so often, I try to insert a little bit of playoff discussion. And you said, not today.
No, it was a complete celebration about beating a good team.
You said, wait till Monday.
Mm-hmm.
John?
It's Monday.
It's Monday. So I will ask, and we have the results of this weekend to help answer the question. Are the Lions going to make the playoffs?
I do think that they make the playoffs. I think they get to 11 wins, and that means that they win three of the final four. I don't know if it's the Rams game. That's the most likely loss remaining on the schedule, and I know everybody's going to say, oh, well, the Bears are better. Yes, the Bears are better. We'll see when that game comes. It may be you win that final game of the season, and you're in. You lose, and you're out. Now, if they do lose to the Rams and the Bears win,
you're going to be two games back with three to go.
You're going to still need help.
Mm-hmm.
You need the Bears to lose one game other than the one that you beat them. So you're going to have them have two losses. One of them needs to be you.
Yeah, yesterday you wanted the Bears to lose. Bears are the easier team to catch because you beat them once and you play them again. Ships kind of sailed on Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy Green Bay beat Chicago. Having said that, Detroit's chances of making the playoffs are 43%. I don't think they're going to get in. The branch injury doesn't help. This team's going to have to rattle off a bunch of wins in a row, something they haven't done in 2 months. And John, they will need help, even if they beat the Bears the last week of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I currently don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
If they get to 11 wins. So you don't think they get to 11 wins?
Even if they get to 11, they could miss.
They could, yes.
Yeah.
To this point, with the 17-game schedule, anybody with 11 wins has not missed the playoffs.
Right.
And it's going to happen at some point. And maybe this is the year the Lions are that team.
Well, because it's kind of a weird year. Seattle and San Francisco refuse to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And so it feels like you're getting three from the West. All are going to be like 11, 12 win teams. Detroit's best chance is to finish second in their division. And that's why I'm rooting for the Bears to drop a game again. But if we're just calling it what it is, if they're two games back with 3 weeks to go, why would I expect them to get in? They can. I'll root like hell that they do, but I won't expect them to get in. And that's the most likely scenario. The Lions will go out to LA this week. The Bears will play the Cleveland Browns this week. They still need quite a bit of help.
They do. But I think at this time of the year, weird things happen in the NFL. What's that?
You expect the weird things to happen and break the Lions' way.
Well, some of the weird things need to happen so that, yeah, they would be breaking the Lions' way. And one of those weird things might be you go out to the Rams and you beat a better team.
See, now that's a total game changer.
Yeah.
Total game changer. They beat the Rams. First of all, they control their own destiny today. If they go 4-0, they get to 12 wins. They're in. There's no debate. They're in. They would have the tiebreaker with the Bears, even if the Bears were to win all their other games. Detroit would be in. They would earn their way in at 12 wins.
Yeah, and obviously some of those weird things can go against the Lions. You could beat the Rams, and then we already saw it. They lost to Minnesota. Maybe 9 shows up again and finds a way to beat the Lions suddenly, in Minnesota suddenly, on Christmas.
And suddenly the Steelers are at least competent.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think anybody should ever take the Steelers for granted. While they're not I wouldn't even classify them as a good team, they can show up and win. Mike Tomlin has shown that he can pull wins out of thin air when he needs it most. And so if they need that one to stay ahead of Baltimore, that could be a tight game.
Yeah, because beating the Cowboys felt good. It was necessary.
Well, it didn't feel good. It was good.
But it didn't prove anything.
Well, it proved that you could beat a good team.
It proved they could bounce back, which we had the point drilled in and proven over 3 years. Winning back-to-back and beating good teams, that's the next step for them. The Rams offer you a chance to check both boxes. If they lose to the Rams, again, this is a real front. Lions have struggled against big-time fronts. Detroit loses the game, they're going to be sitting there groveling for help.
Yes, and here's the other thing. If the Lions make the playoffs, where are they going to play?
On the road.
On the road.
Probably against a good team with a great front.
Yes. So if you want to prove that you can win a playoff game, this is a playoff game. Go out to LA against a good team. And it may be a team right now that is playing better than anyone else in the NFL.
Yep.
Find a way to win that game. And now you're going to give the fan base something to believe in if you make the playoffs.
Well, that's the other game changer. You're right. If they win this week, you very strongly feel like this team would make the playoffs. And you would suddenly have a feather in your cap for the postseason. If we can go out and beat the Rams, are we figuring things out at the right time of year? Because up till this point, lost to the Philadelphia Eagles, lost to the Packers twice, lost in Kansas City against the Chiefs. And there have been a whole bunch of signs that say you're not good enough. The Rams would be a chance to flip the script.
Right. But you've put your back up against the wall. You still control your own destiny. Now's the time. If you're going to be that team that, quote unquote, gets hot at the end of the year, it had to start against Dallas. And it has to continue against the Rams.
So where are you at today? 248-539-9797. One of the playoff predictors, New York Times, they have the Lions at 43% to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They have the Lions missing. And they forecast, John, that they don't get to 11 wins. They have them at 10-7 to close the season.
Yeah, and 10 wins isn't going to get it done.
It will not get them in.
No, especially if you're sitting there going, well, they may be the first team with 11 wins to not get in. 10 certainly won't get it done. So you're going to have to get to 11. It's three of the last four, and if it's not against the Rams, you're not setting yourself up for success. You're setting yourself up to have to hope that somebody else comes through.
Let's talk about this through the Bears lens for a second here. Most likely the Lions would lose this week. I'm not saying they can't win, but just they lose this week.
If that's the path you're going to go down.
Yeah, sure. Okay, sure. Lions lose this week. Bears play the Browns. Bears are going to win that game, yes? Most likely. Touchdown
favorites. Most likely. Okay, I mean, yes. The Browns did beat Green Bay.
Browns also lost to the Tennessee Titans this week.
Yes.
The Bears would then close with Green Bay, who they just played really tight. You know, I don't know what you made of that game, John. Like, Caleb Williams was rough in the first half. He led some big drives in that second half. Disaster on the fourth down, but they are right there to win the game in Lambeau. It wouldn't surprise me if the Bears split the season series and won the game in Chicago. Well, now the Bears have to lose to San Francisco or the Lions are out. We don't even get to week 18 with a chance. That's what's at stake here. If the Bears are able to win their next three games and the Lions lose the Rams game, it's done.
Right, that's obviously worst case scenario.
Yeah,
but my thing is, I don't think the worst case scenario is going to happen. It outside of what the Lions do, the Lions may eliminate themselves.
Yeah,
but do you really think that it's the Browns, the Packers, the Niners, and the Lions? Do you think they go 4-0? Do you think they go 3-1? Is it most likely that they go 2-2? Now, if they go 2-2, one of those has to be the Lions.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. First, the Lions can't beat the Cowboys. Now the win doesn't prove anything. Jeez, Cookies, pessimistic much? No, I had the Lions beating the Cowboys. I had the Lions winning that game.
You picked against them, didn't you?
We had a graphic and everything. I took the Lions. Okay. Called it a grit check, not
a
gut check.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Sorry. No, I backed the Lions coming off a loss. I know what they're capable of when they lose a game and they bounce back. And
it's still a good win. That was a good team at that time.
Yeah. Can they build on it? That becomes the question down the stretch. 248-539-9797. We'll get TJ Lang in the studio. Get some of his thoughts. We want to open up the phone lines for you guys as well. Let us know. It's 97.1.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.